What do you think the home performance industry is going to look like in 50 years with new building technology and building science? You
know,
how
I don't
much
know.
Is that industry going to change as buildings change? It's going to be interesting to see and watch over, you know, the next couple generations of building. And
Romy, I was so excited, David, when the cities began to ask for duct integrity certifications as a part of the building process. You know, they were actually challenging us builders and saying, look, guys, we want to see the duct integrity test, the air test, the airflow test, air leakage results before we give you a final inspection.
That's huge.
It is.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and that's just one of the things that have grown out of the home energy audit. So what is it going to look like in 10 or 15 years? Mm. But if you want to know what it's going to look like today, you can call Dave at Green ID. You gonna throw out a rosy offer out there today for us?
Yes, yeah. So audit normally costs $99, and we'll bring a $50 Visa card out when we come for today only. So if they call our office at 602-926-1650, we'll schedule an appointment, bring a $50 Visa card when we come back to go over the report.
If they call you today, that offer's good. Mm-hmm. Not if you get out to their house today.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Well, will they leave a message,
folks,
David, or somebody's
I don't know what
by.
Else I could say. We've taken it down from $99 to $40.
if you could leave a message, please.
Sure, sure. Hey, David, Carlos called earlier and couldn't hold, which is, you know, all our people are out and about at festivals today enjoying the outdoors.
Yes.
Carlos has a really dusty house. Mm-hmm. And his suspicion is it's coming through the ductwork and it's the insulation. Does that make sense? Like it's being sucked into the home?
Yeah, it's a common problem, and it's not always the duct leakage. So when we do the duct pressure test, we'll measure the leakage on each register. And sometimes one Y or offshoot is leaking, like to the bathroom. Other times it's a leaky dryer vent that is pouring out lint. And other times it's the air leakage of the house. So it's really case by case for dust in the house.
Because I'll bet you $100 right now that 1 in 10 air conditioning return airs that you see are sucking air from the attic.
Oh yeah, at least one.
At least 1 in 10, right?
Yes, yeah, and that's a huge source of leakage.
They're all too small, and they create excess pressure, so they're sucking air from every place they possibly can. And if that's up a wall cavity into the open attic, that's exactly where the makeup air is going to come from.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. They call Phoenix the land of no return because the returns are too small, and we don't have enough of them. And you go in another state, and they have returns in every room.
Two text questions I have for you real quick. SRP customer, 3 people living at home during the day, wants to know if super cooling works that way. I say, well, yeah, it works no matter how many people are there, and it makes being at home that much more enjoyable too.
That's right, yeah. If you get your house to 70 degrees before 2 p.m. or 3 p.m., then turn the thermostat up until 84. If your home's well insulated, well sealed, you won't really notice a temperature discomfort, and you could ride it out without your AC ever coming on. So it's absolutely possible, but you have to stick with the plan.
In my old home, it was an Integra block.
Nice.
So you've got the masonry. It's shaped like an H instead of an 8, so there's less thermal bridging. It's foam filled. And then I put extended patio on it, so the walls hardly got any sunlight. And it was when it was still
that was a great house.
It was before it went to 8 o'clock. What was it, like noon to 7?
They were 9 to 9 for a little while. They, you know, they've tried different plans.
Yeah, well, I think it was noon to 7 was on peak,
yeah.
or 10, but whatever the case, till 7 o'clock. There would be times that it wouldn't even kick back on. I turned it down to 68 degrees, got it super cold, and then would have it kick back on at 78 degrees. And that whole time span, there would be...
The house is just asleep.
Yeah.
It's just not using any energy. It's like asleep.
It's like an igloo cooler. Nothing wrong with igloo. But then if you upgraded to like a canyon cooler that's got that much more insulation in it, and you put a block of ice in it, that ice just stays colder longer. Same thing with a well-insulated and efficient home. Get it super cold, then during the on-peak when it's high, you don't use electricity, and that's super cooling. Next text question. Very interesting one. This person's had two energy audits done, and you guys were talking earlier about how they're not all created equal, and two almost polar opposite results. So in that case, I think I would recommend a third one. But what their question is, as they said, with our solar, we're currently trending 600 negative on our electric bills.
Nice.
Is there a point to make an improvement?
For comfort, yeah. Not for efficiency-wise, but if there's comfort issues in the house and just the fact that you could be wasting a lot of energy, even with solar and a zero bill, that would eat at me if I knew I was wasting air in the attic or there was some low-hanging fruit to make my solar that much better.
Very good. Well, David, I can't thank you enough for coming in today. Like I say, we usually recruit you to come in the springtime to help people prepare for the high-bill summers. But I really thought it was important to bring you in to also know and make people aware you need to be ready for the heating months as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And we enjoy the attics much more in the wintertime than in the summer.
So Green ID is offering home energy audits for $40 if you call this number today. What's the number?
602-926-1650.
All right. David, thanks a million. Appreciate it. Y'all stay tuned. We've got another hour of Rosie on Now to answer any question you might have about home maintenance, repair, or remodeling.